I just feel like this will help us brand Hayes High for a long, long, long time.
Hayes High has a new official logo. Hayes Post reporter Christina Janney speaks with Superintendent Ron Wilson about that and more on this episode of the Post Podcast.
We had a really good development last night at the Hayes School Board meeting. They learned that they received a grant and will be able to have a school resource officer in the Hayes District again. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about that project?
Yeah, we're really, truly excited about this, as this has been a big part of our, you know, always ever working attempt to just make sure our safety and security of our schools is as good as it can be. So we have been working with the city of Hayes and the Hayes Police Department over the last year in conversations about how we could potentially share funding for a school resource officer. And through a grant that was made available through the Kansas State Department of Education, our district applied and we received grant funding that will help us to pay for year one for the school resource officer. This project just really is something that we've been working towards. We added an alert system last year, and it was always our goal to eventually add a school resource officer, if not one, or maybe even two. But right now we're just looking at one. We'll share the cost with the city. Of course, that school resource officer will be with us approximately about 70% of the time. So we're sharing 70% of the cost of the school resource officer, where the city will take on the 30% total, and they will take that officer during summers when we're not in session, during vacations, spring breaks, Christmas breaks, and utilize them in their capacity. So we really feel like this is a great thing. Also, and I mentioned last night at the meeting, I think it's just a positive impact for our schools. Although we only have one, it's difficult for that school resource officer to make an impact in all our schools. We will be housing this officer at Hayes High, where that's will be his headquarters, or you know where he or she would be situated, and we'll utilize them across the district if needed. So we're excited. We think this is a good thing, of the positive impact with our students and staff, just the interaction. And I think I just want to thank the city of Hayes and the Hayes Police Department, as it's always tough to try and figure out these situations, because you're in a sense adding, you know, we're taking away from Hayes Police Department in terms of how they will fill those positions. So We just really appreciate their willingness to work on this project.
So I'm looking at my notes here, and the grant was for $47,000 and a little extra. And so there will be a local match, and that's where the split for the Hayes District and the Hayes Police Department will come in.
Yeah, we'll continue that cost share this year, and then and hopefully the following years. And I think it just will, you know, be something that it's just good for everyone in our community to know that we, you know, do have a school resource officer available, you know, who's immediately almost in every building as quick as possible.
Okay. Also, the school board last night got a chance to see the new Hayes High logo. You can see copies of the different versions of that logo on the Hayes Post, but it's basically an H with an arrowhead. You want to talk to us a little bit about the process that went into creating that logo?
Yeah, I mean, it all started probably over a year ago when we brought up the topic of, you know, about being the Hayes Indians and going forward and knowing that we're building a brand new high school and that we would be branding this building with all kinds of stamps to put on the, you know, the front of the building, inside gymnasiums, on gym floors, football fields, whatever. And so we wanted to make sure that we had the conversation to ensure that the Hayes Indians was where we wanted to go. It was overwhelmingly supported by our community as we held community meetings over the last year, and was decided, yes, we will be the Hayes Indians, and we're very proud of our history, and we'll continue to carry that forward in a respectful way. There were some things that were decided during those meetings and held with the school board, is that the human likeness of the Indian chief would probably be something that would not be carried forward. So we had a design that was created that does not have any kind of human likeness in it. And like you said, it's an arrowhead, which shows our history. We've had similar types of arrowheads in lots of our different logos. So we're carrying forward, and this process was led by Sean Henderson, the high school principal, as well as Heath Mater, our art teacher at Hayes High. And they just did a wonderful job. We had community people involved. We had school staff involved. We had students involved. It was a process over 2 months. And ultimately, I think they came up with a really nice design that will be our brand. We're kind of, in a sense, honing in on limiting how many different kinds of logos are used. If there's just been so many that have been used and utilized over the last few years, and so we just feel like this will help us brand Hayes High for a long, long, long time. And so we're very proud of the work that was done. I think, like you said, I think it'll probably at some point be on Hayes Post, and so you'll have to check it out. And we're going to get it out to the community right away. So we got a lot of plans to make sure that people see it, and we're very proud of it, and it will be our mark. So when people see that, they'll know, oh, that's Hayes High. So,
well, it's on the Hayes Post right now.
Oh, super. Good.
So it's our feature story this morning. Go out there and check it out. A couple of things to note. Hayes High is remaining maroon and gold, and the middle school is remaining the Falcons, at least for now.
That is correct, yes.
Okay. A couple of other things. There were some capital purchases last night. There were some computers that were purchased for the middle school for a lab there. And there were some more computers that were purchased for the high school. And that was basically, we're getting more students at the high school all the time, and we needed more computers for them.
Yeah, it's a good problem. We've added more students that will be attending Hayes High. I think word's out, it's a great place to be, and so we have more anticipated students than we had calculated by the end of the school year, and so we had to make a big purchase last night to ensure that we have enough student laptops for everybody, as well as also looking towards future, because we know that some of those classes even could get bigger coming, you know, in a few years. So we just wanted to make sure we had enough computers for the cycle of the laptops, and so we added those. And so we feel good that we're ready to roll. So come in August.
Yeah, we had about 80 student computers at a cost of $53,000, and I believe it was another 15 computers for the tech lab at the middle school, and that was about $39,000. And then there was a purchase of some equipment for the dish room at the high school.
Yeah, that was, you know, it's one of those things. Dish rooms don't get a lot of press, but glad we could talk a little bit about the high school dish room. It was, you know, designed many, many years ago, but was probably not designed in the way that was most efficient. We now have a dishwasher that is on its last legs. We got a garbage disposal that is probably already dead, but we're trying to keep it alive. And so we're in the attempts of, we needed some new appliances. And so we're going to reshuffle some things and move some things around and just make it more efficient. We think that it will, for the future, as it will transition to the middle school, it'll still be a great space, and will just be a way that we can get dishes cleaner faster, I guess. I've never actually done it, but for the high school. But I think what Jessica Yonker, our nutrition's director, has done will really help.
And as we close out, we have a new board president and vice president. Can you tell us about that process?
Yeah, last night, Ken Brooks was elected our president for the USD 489 school board. Ken's been on the school board for 2 years now, and this is starting his third year. And Megan Zamperi-Lilpop will serve as our vice president. Once again, she is starting her third year. We're excited for them to step into those leadership roles. I think they'll both do a great job.
And they took over those positions immediately and will serve until the end of June.